Maybe sometimes it has a stone or brick that comes out in the front.
I don't know, I'll be honest with you.
Would you call it a hearth?
No. I've heard the word hearth.
Yeah.
But I would never have called it a hearth.
I think you don't use it, you know, if you don't have a fireplace.
No, we've never had a fireplace.
So you have no occasion to think about it. What kind of heat did you have in your house when you were a kid?
Heat?
Yeah.
Well, I can remember a big potbelly stove in one flat, and two, in fact. And then we had steam heat.
Mm-hmm. What did you use in the stove?
Wood and coal.
What do you call that small kind of wood you start your fire with?
Kindling wood.
Uh-huh. And then sometimes when the fire's going up above on the ceiling or wherever, you get some kind of black stuff that comes out?
Soot.
And then after the fire's all burned out on the bottom...
Ashes. On the stove. Cinders in the furnace.
Yeah. what do you call a long piece of furniture that you sit in? Maybe big enough for three
couch.
People. Call it anything else.
Davenport.
Anything else?
A hideaway or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. They have hideaway beds.
What do you call where you keep your clothes on hangers?
Closet.
And when you fold them?
A drawer, a dresser.
Mm-hmm. You call a dresser anything else?
No, I wouldn't know what else to call it.
Okay, and the very top of the house where you store things?
Roof or attic.
Okay, if things are kind of every which way, the kids have been playing and they left stuff all over, and maybe at a party and there's this and that around, your wife gets up in the morning, what would she do? She would, you know, arranging it all, what would she do?
She would start cleaning up.
Would you call that anything else?
Straightening the house out. Or the rooms or whatever it may be.
What'd she sweep with?
A vacuum and a sweeper. She has a sweeper.
What's a sweeper?
It's the one that it's not the electric appliance. It's just a handle, the sweeper.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Would you call it a carpet sweeper?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Anything else you sweep with? Maybe outside.
A broom.
If took a nail like this with a hammer, you would say I blank a nail.
I was pounding a nail.
Yeah, and then after you did it, you would say
I drove a nail.
Yeah. Now that's an interesting word. I never get it from women. The women
Oh, is
never
that
use
right?
that. See, they always say I pounded the nail, and then they never think of it in terms
well,
of drove.
The men use that expression, I drove a nail through a 2x4 or through the wall.
Yeah. And women, no. Now, if I know a woman who's a lady carpenter, I'm going to ask her, I bet she...
A lady carpenter?
Yeah, it's a young girl. She's in the carpenter's union.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's two of them.
Oh, for God's sake.
She's an interesting lady. She used to be the assistant to our dentist.
Uh-huh.
And she decided she wanted to be a carpenter, so she applied, and of course now with the whole equal thing.
Yeah, the woman's lib.
Yeah, she loves
it. And that's something I disagree with.
Yeah? Tell me about it.
I just don't believe that a woman should feel the way they do about being able to do a man's job.
Uh-huh. What do you think they feel?
I feel that a woman's job is at home raising children and keeping house and cooking for the husband.
Mm-hmm.